this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. Guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
Okay.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to A Title to Be Worked On. And you can follow us on Instagram at at2b.podcast and listen to us on Apple or Spotify. All right, guys. So how have you been, Crystal? I know we had a 1 week or 2 week break.
It's been very tiring. Well, no. I feel like I'm always saying I'm tired.
At this point, me too, man. I'm so exhausted.
But you've been, like, doing, like, a million things at once.
I know. You know, I didn't... I slept at, like, 6. And I slept in the living room, so I wake up.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm still working on an assignment, and I'm like, gotta submit this.
Oh, school sucks.
Yeah. I have way too much going on today, and I'm like, oh my god. But I'm happy I woke up early. I mean, in like almost, 2.5 hours, but you know, I have to finish my work.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Okay, yeah. Well.
Oh, okay, so guys, this week we're talking about the new documentary that came out on Netflix by Blackpink.
Yay!
Oh my god. You know, I watched it right after my lecture that finished at 9 p.m. I was like, okay, I can't do more school. I need to recover and watch Blackpink. Like, can't.
Yes, Blackpink.
In your area. But yeah, how'd you feel about the documentary? Honestly, I was so invested in it that I felt it was short and I wanted more. But, you know, maybe part two. And I liked how, like, each band member had, like, their own, like, slot section, I guess, to describe them and, like, give a brief,
like, history. Talk a little bit about their journey. Yeah.
Yeah, of their journey. And I really, I was so shocked. Oh, guys, if you haven't watched it, don't listen to us right now. Listen to us after. Because there's probably going to be spoilers. Just saying. But yeah, like, I was so shocked that, like, Jisoo's family or, like, relatives thought she's ugly. Like, wow. They must be highly regretting that now.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I
really should watch this again. I think I missed that part.
What? Wow. No, that was there. And then Lisa was so cool. She's like, you know what I liked about her? She went into, like, one of those vintage stores. Was it a vintage? I thought it was a thrift store. But anyway, so she likes something. She's like, my mom handles my finances, but when I like something, I buy it anyways. Yeah. And I was like, she's so cute.
Yeah, I thought that was not. she's cute, but like, I'm like, that's gonna not be good at some point.
100%, because apparently what she bought, I think, was a lot. Like, it was really expensive. I don't
like,
know.
Like, Lisa's outfits are like, strangely, like, some are like really, really affordable, and then some are like really, really, really expensive.
It always depends. It's like one. Both ends of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
But I like her outfits.
Yeah, me too. Is like my favorite. That's like more my style. Her outfits.
And then I loved Rosie's
Like
the
so.
scene where she's just singing with the
With the
guitar
guitar in like the studio, like
and she's
the
like,
like practice place or whatever.
yeah, she's just in that room and she's just putting her soul out, and I was like, I could listen to this. And when she does all these like scales of like, I can't do any of it, but
Yeah.
she's just going at it, and I'm like, wow, I like.
It's like she's a true writer here. I
Yeah,
can't feel
it
that.
sucks how like they don't. I guess all of us are like this, where we're so insecure that like we don't think we're good enough.
Well, I think it's more like it's hard to like put your personal stuff out there.
That's also true.
Yeah.
'Cause you're like seen as more vulnerable, and you don't want to put too much out there.
Like, you don't know what to put out there. Like, it's your
That
life,
too.
right? Like, I'm like that as a writer too, so I'm like, it's hard. Because when you're writing, you're actually writing about yourself. There's nothing else.
That's so true. It's just too hard to put yourself in someone else's shoe and
I mean, even if it's like you're playing a character, like that character just still feels like
a
you.
part of you is in
Yeah,
that character.
a part of you is in that character, exactly.
For sure. And then, to be honest, Jenny, like, okay, so my bias. Oh, well, who is my bias? I flip between the two girls, Lisa and Rose. So I'm like, but like this time, I got to actually understand more of Jenny. And like, to be honest, she was really relatable in the sense that like she's quiet and like to herself, but she's just a regular girl. I don't
Yeah.
know how to like I like I don't know how to put it, but
No,
she seemed relatable.
she's just a regular girl, but like everyone's like so like made her so big, so it's kind of like hard.
Yeah, that's true. I was shocked that she was training for 6 years. Like she had the longest training
Yeah,
between all of them. Like that's
6 years is a
crazy.
lot.
That's crazy.
I'm amazed that she kept on going.
Yeah, same here. She was so determined, and that says a lot.
But she did like go in at a pretty young age too.
I guess. Like, wow,
Yeah,
still, that's
and
like.
like YG was definitely not like putting out a girl group at that point. Like I think like to anyone like ended at around there or something. So
Well, but yeah, those were like the things I liked. How about you? Or do you need to rewatch
I definitely need to rewatch it. I'm like trying to piece together what happened, but
it? You're like, oh, now it's a blur.
like, I feel like I know a lot of the things already, but like, I never actually saw like footage of it, so it's like really nice to see that. 'Cause like they talk about it, but then you're like, you don't actually see it, so it's really nice.
That's true. Like when they included their baby footage or like growing up childhood footage. That was, it was really like refreshing to watch. It just felt like a home video.
Yeah, it felt like we're a part of their lives.
Exactly.
That's what I like about them. They're like, even though they're like K-pop stars, I feel like we could be like friends with them.
Yes, this is what we all tell ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but like, I feel like K-pop stars are still like pretty guarded and stuff, and they're like fairly open, considering.
True. Very true.
Maybe because they're not like really from Korea.
Oh yeah. I mean, very, yeah.
I mean, I love knowing more about Jisoo. I don't think I, like, really, like, looked into her that much. That might be why.
That's true, because I was talking to one of my friends, and they were, like, shocked about when Teddy said that Jisoo only cried once, maybe, and she's always so strong. And she was, my friend was like, you know, I thought she was more of like the delicate girl in the group.
Yeah.
Who might not be. But,
yeah. Like, I feel like I got to know her a lot more. I like her a lot more now. Like, when they like debuted and stuff, like, I honestly like did not love Jisoo as much. But like, after going to like their concert, like hearing her like voice there, and like where she is now, like she's gonna do a drama and stuff, like I'm so excited for her. Like she's starting to become like I don't know, I feel like she's going up to like the level of how much I love like Lisa or Rosé, which is like my like two that I love the most.
Oh, I love how we have the same. Wait, so I totally missed the news about Jisoo being in a drama. When did this happen?
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, I'm slacking.
She's gonna be in a drama with like the True Beauty drama, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Whoa. Okay. Wait, she's gonna lead?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Let me just check this.
That would be kind of... That would actually be kind of cool, knowing, like, she grew up with the insecurity of being ugly, a quote-unquote. But
no, like, she's so pretty.
I know, that's what I mean. She's so pretty, but True Beauty, did you read the
Oh wait, no. It's not the True Beauty one.
Oh my gosh, but that would have been a
wait,
good
is
one
it the True Beauty one? Oh wait. Sorry. This is like a
So, guys,
okay, it doesn't have a name yet.
It doesn't have a name.
But it might be called Snowdrop? It's like from the people that produced Sky Castle.
Interesting.
Yeah, and like that Sky Castle went so big. Oh. I feel like this is gonna be big.
I think a huge audience of Blinks are just gonna watch to support their girl for sure. Honestly, I would watch it knowing that. But yeah, Honestly, True Beauty would be a cool one for her too.
Yeah, no,
But
I
she's.
think like I thought like True Beauty just because like so many people thought like she should play it, and I was like, oh yes, I feel like she should play that too, but I don't
Yeah,
know
because
about like
the
the
whole
mess of
point of it is
everything.
natural beauty, and she's naturally beautiful, like, but she just doesn't know it till later, but you know. Well then.
Yeah, okay. I'm like searching out all like the drama news now and I'm like, oh,
Oh my
wait.
gosh. So I've been recently watching a lot of C dramas because I feel like they're just constantly making stuff and they're just putting it out there. And I'm like behind because they're putting out too much and they need to slow it down. But at the same time, they need to speed it up with the subs because I like it's so hard. I hate not knowing the language. I wish I could know all the world's languages so I could watch whatever I want without subs.
Oh, me too. I've been
Like,
trying to learn languages just so I can watch stuff without like actually like knowing it.
yeah,
Like
it's
looking
so
at it.
hard. So hard, but yeah.
I've even been like okay, I finished like the Chinese on Duolingo, right? And now I'm on Korean. Oh my
Oh
God.
my God.
It's so weird to understand Korean. Cuz it's like the
Why?
cuz of like the subject and subject thing the whatever I don't know what the other thing is called, but like the thing that the subject is like
Like a
reacting to or
verb,
whatever. And
an
then
adjective.
and yeah, oh, adjective. No wait, it's an adjective. I don't know.
If it's an action, it's a verb.
No, yeah, it's not a verb. The verb is at the end.
Yeah.
And then everything else is at the beginning, right? So I'm like, oh, okay. When like, 'cause Duolingo tells you to translate stuff, and I'm just like, oh, then I have to read the verb first before I read the middle part, and I'm like, why does it have to be like this? Can't I just understand the phrase?
That's so funny. Oh, I slacked on my Duolingo. And I really just wanted to go to my Korean like language classes if COVID did not happen.
Oh, wait, you didn't go to that?
No, because I wanted it an in-class experience. So
I
I was
see.
like, I'm not trying to do this online right now. And then I joined my certificate program, so I'll just wait, but yeah. I've been with the new update on the iPhone and that translator app. It kind of helps, like if you just say stuff to it, it'll translate it for you, or if you want to see if you're pronouncing or saying it right. It helps in a way. I don't know. But yeah. So guys, tell us how Blackpink the documentary was for you and what you wish to see more coming out from them. Hopefully we get more. I don't think it'll stop here. And yeah, let us know on AT the number 2B dot podcast on Instagram. Also, just a heads up, we will be away for a month.
Yeah, because of your brother's wedding, right?
Yes, it's gonna be a hectic 2 weeks ahead. That it already is. Who knows, maybe we'll cut it shorter by 3 weeks, but yes, a month at the moment. But don't worry, you can still reach out to us.
at our Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yes. AT2B.podcast. Go follow.
Okay.
Awesome. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.